Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Recently, we tackled one of the most hard-hitting subjects we've ever tackled here on The Slacker Show. At T-Hack's insistence, we did horse stories.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like,
Yeah, that was so good every
and
time.
I just want to say that I knew for a fact, as a radio veteran, that it would fail miserably.
Right.
Wow, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Turns out everybody's got a horse story.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're doing fish stories.
But only because we found that at least three people in this room have a fish story, and boy, is one wild.
And mm-hmm. I bet the fourth person has one, just doesn't remember.
You don't think I would remember? Okay.
Yeah. Can we put Aaron's job on the line this time instead of mine? Mine was on the line for horses.
I might have pushed this.
I want to say this. Aaron's job will be on the line the second the listeners hear her story.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
Her story, if you think Aaron is the little sister of Pippi Longstocking, nay. Nay. She's Chucky's older sister.
Yeah, nailed it.
She is one of the darkest souls. The story that just passed through my ear canals. I have all the information I need, sister. That is the most effed up thing I've... All right. If you've got a fish story, start thinking about it. Start thinking about calling in. But let's just start here with Aaron's fish story.
You know, a few years ago, this was high school. It's my senior year of high school. We did the white elephant thing.
That's so much longer than a few years ago.
I know. Okay. I know.
You're 30.
Yeah. Okay. Rude. we were doing white elephant in class. Someone brought a betta fish and okay. I ended up getting it. And I was like, I don't really want a fish, but I'll take care of it. So I had this fish for like a year and my mom, I'm not going to lie, kind of neglected it. I didn't change the water as often as I should, okay?
This story's getting worse.
My favorite part is Hack and Erica are drilling holes in the side of my face, only making eye contact with me because no one wants to look at Aaron anymore because we're...
I still
scared.
Bet it.
So scared. She's one of the scariest people.
I know, and I sit next to her every day.
Here's what I would like. The Slacker Show featuring Jeff Dahmer. Less scary. Less scary than what?
Yeah. Okay, let's let her finish.
Okay.
I had this fish and my mom was cleaning out its bowl because, like I said, I didn't do it as often as I should have. Uh-huh. And it slipped through and she was doing it over the sink.
Slipped through what?
Because she just would like lean the bowl up against the, to like empty the water out.
Okay.
And so it...
So she would drown the fish with air. It's like, what the? Well, the water's going that way. I should go with the water, right?
And so it did. And it went down into the sink.
Turns out the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So it went into the sink. She couldn't grab it. And it was the side of the garbage disposal. And so the fish is like flailing around in there. And I was like,
it's down in the garbage disposal.
Yes.
Like towards the pipes.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh no, I'm trying to grab it and it's time is passing by. Like we cannot get it. Cause it's two thirds of its body.
Aaron,
is not what?
I have said this on the air, as frightening as you are right now. One of the more frightening things about you is how freakishly small your hands are.
Oh my God.
They are the smallest hands I've ever seen, and I've had children.
They're baby hands.
They're baby hands. Those hands could have got that fish.
I couldn't.
Could have got that fish.
It was his back tail. That was the only thing that was exposed.
His back tail.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? It's like, not the flipper, whatever it is.
This is the dumbest thing.
They weren't super close, okay? He doesn't really know.
This would all make sense of like, oh, the desperation, except you started with your story with, I didn't want the effing fish anyway. Yeah.
You called him a beta.
Your effort
I still took care of it.
Okay.
Kind of.
Not really.
Yeah.
So I could not grab the fish. It was stuck under the garbage disposal. So my mom looked at me, her eyes filling up with water, with tears. She goes into the other room. I turn on the water and I flip the switch to the garbage disposal.
There's no world where I could.
And your mom
is to kill a pet.
Erica, you've had some lime rinds or whatever down in there that you forgot fell down in, and then it does that. As it's grinding
as it's
up.
Chopping them
yes!
up.
Yes.
This one was pretty smooth.
Because it's a slippery fish.
Exactly. I couldn't grab it.
Is there any world where the water pushed it down the pipes and it swam on?
No. Because we had tried for so long to get him out that he had probably already passed.
By the time holding his little fish breath.
And he said, I guess they don't love me.
I wonder what these big blades. Okay.
Who wants salmon?
There's other fish stories in the room.
Yes.
But we are hoping. PETA, if you're listening, that was not me. That was Erin Dahmer.
She thinks that she was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
She did the humane thing by chopping up a fish. If you have a story involving a fish.
Also, I don't know if PETA is really coming after fish killers.
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Fish stories, we'd like to hear them.
Best caller is going to get a pair of tickets to see Blue October. They're playing Mission Ballroom on October 24th.
Me today!
CMAEG.
That's what the fish sang. She's all, there's the response.
All right, 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but only one of you gets to tell your fish story now, and the other one can do it in a second when the people are calling in.
It's all tea house.
No. You know what? I feel like you're the one who called. Fish stories, everybody's calling.
Okay.
Mine's short, so you go ahead.
Okay, mine's pretty short, too. There was a big carnival in the town where I grew up. We'd go every year, my siblings and I, and then eventually you go, you know, when you're older. When we were young, we played some game. I don't know what it was. And my sister and I won fish. The problem is, when you plan to be at the carnival for about 5 more hours, and then you try to transport the fish home in a little plastic baggie, everyone knows this, they're probably bellies up by the time you get home.
So you just carried... You can't go to the carny guy
and go, Darla, chill.
I'll come by and grab my fish at the end.
So, Darla, I think we may have, but it's hot out. There's kids running everywhere. There's probably
and you're shaking
the
bag.
Can you watch my fish? Can you watch my purse, too? I'm just going to leave all my stuff here.
No, but the guy's got the fish in a tank.
I think you got like a slip of paper that was like, come back for your fish. So we did.
Oh. But you came back too soon.
Think about driving home. When you're driving on the road.
Yeah, the fish can handle that.
How would you know? In a little plastic bag? I bet the microplastics got him. I think both of them died before we got home.
Oh.
Goldfish.
Were they ever alive?
Who's to say?
What did you do with them when you got home?
I don't know. It's none of my business.
Do you think maybe your mom?
No. Toilet.
More humane, right? Which way? Shove them down with all the poop.
Okay. Would you rather flush a fish or would you rather grind up a fish to become a little fish cake?
I want him to not have to suffer through your poop. Like maybe if he's down there with the asparagus, he gets one less just one last little meal.
Fish don't eat asparagus.
Well, they definitely don't eat poop.
Okay. What's
they
happening?
Might. I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
You've heard two of the best. If you've got a fish tail.
Oh.
That's why he's the best.
Oh, man.
We'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who's getting fired today? I forget.
It was Aaron.
I think Aaron could put her.
I put my toes on the line.
We're doing fish stories.
Uh-huh.
Because we tried horse stories one day and then, yeah.
If you just heard Aaron's story, you know exactly why we're doing fish stories. What was that?
I think there's another topic we could have done.
Someone texted in Fishery Dahmer.
Yeah. I think the topic could have been the darkest thing about you.
I did a nice thing eventually.
Here's the reason we can still do that topic. I bet you a nickel Aaron's got something darker than
She's all, I can dig deeper, man.
Oh, hold my beer. Uh-huh. You think killing a fish.
Hold my gluten-free beer, man.
Yes, my cider.
Yeah.
Adam?
Hello.
Adam, I know who you are, but I want to have a drink with you. I am officially, whenever you're free, just text and we'll meet somewhere. That was epic.
You got it.
Fish, what happened to you?
So I had a saltwater aquarium. Oof. And I was feeding my fish. And I had a lionfish, I had a huma fish, I had all these expensive fish.
Notice he's speaking
fish.
In past term.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Very past terms. And so I put the piece of shrimp down in there, and a lion's fish has got a huge mouth. And he went to suck that food, and he sucked the huma into his mouth, and I just went to smack him on the head. And those things are so poisonous, that spine went right into my middle finger.
Oh! Wait, of which fish?
It's called a lionfish.
But then he sucked another fish into his mouth.
Yeah, because he was going for the shrimp, but he...
Yeah, they were both going for shrimp. The food, but he had the bigger mouth.
Yeah, so he just was like, screw it. I'll just eat.
What does the poison do to humans?
You think you're going to die.
Oh. Do you have all fingers still?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So it feels like your arm is on fire on the inside.
Wow.
And so this was a long time ago. This was like before the internet. And so I called poison control because there's a red mark going up my arm like towards my heart.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, Am I going to die? So I called poison control, and you could tell the guy's like thumbing through a book. How did you get stung by a fish? And I was like, does it really matter?
You don't need a backstory, son. Just give me an answer here.
Calling 911, and he's like, no, I don't think so. And you could almost like hear the pages turning. And then so... he finally got to the lionfish page, and he was like, he goes, I think you're going to be okay. And I go, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? So it's just like getting stung by like a bee or something, right? And he kind of laughed at me. He goes, maybe like 1,000 bees.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, like, well, okay, so what do I do?
Call poison control.
Well, this was centuries ago.
Yeah.
So by now I'm like 7 beers down, like just walking around my living room trying to kill this pain. And okay. And I was like, so what am I supposed to do? And he goes, just soak it in as hot water as you can stand. And I was like,
I think this guy's winging it.
for how long? And he goes, just like 8 hours.
What is that? I'm really glad you live.
Adam, we have to take other calls, but for real, you're one of our favorite people.
Yeah.
You won your way. You're okay. Did you kill the fish that night or later?
Oh, it killed everything in my tank that had eyes. It poisoned the whole tank.
Okay. Yeah.
The only thing that lived was like starfish and, you know, stuff without eyes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Adam. I'll see you at the bar.
Stuff without eyes.
It's just very predatory. So if it had eyes, it's like, I'm going to kill you. If you're looking at me, I'm killing you. That's the kind of fish it was.
It makes me nervous. He said it was before the internet, because to get those fish, you had to know a guy. Yeah. Back, you know, it's like,
yeah, you don't just get a lionfish. It's like, hey, I'm flying back from Zimbabwe tomorrow.
Oh, a lot sketchier.
I'll shove a lionfish in my crotchal area. Kayla? Kayla?
Yeah.
Fish. What's your fish story?
So, long story short, my husband decided when we were in a tiny, tiny apartment to get a 50-gallon fish tank.
Nice.
Then we bought a 4-bedroom house, and he stuck that fish tank in one of the bedrooms. He travels for work.
He what?
He travels for work.
Oh.
He would never take care of said fish.
Oh.
Ever. That room stunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like fish.
Terribly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like fish poop.
Antibacterial hand soap. He still to this day thinks that the fish got stuck in the filter and just exploded.
You killed them?
And I killed every single one of them, son of a mother. Yes.
Okay, Kayla.
Who's dark now?
Kayla, this is Aaron. Aaron, this is Kayla. You two can never meet. Okay.
I think I want to be done.
It stunk. What else are you supposed to do? It smelled bad.
Without a doubt. If it smells bad, kill it. Christine? I know you wanted
Yai.
Fish, what's your story?
My son, when he was like 5, his grandfather took him fishing. He caught his first fish. It was very small.
Yeah.
He tried to put it in the fish tank, and it was in a plastic bag. We wouldn't let him because he caught it earlier that day.
Yeah.
So he put it in his toy box in the plastic bag, and we couldn't figure out why the house smelled and what was rotten until we found that fish at the bottom of his toy box.
It's a good thing it wasn't Kayla. They would have killed the son. Smells in here. I kill everything that smells.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We have to do news or no.
Okay.
This is a moment when we realize what Aaron's initials are.
No.
News. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
News or nope. Slacker, TAC.
What?
ED. And none of my boings are working right now. There we go.
Just the sound effects, you mean.
Great. Once again, we all shouldn't have jobs.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Now they're all playing.
Didn't we just sing the song?
If what's...
I can't get it to stop. It's because I got obsessed with the boings. And then, okay. Live radio, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are not the only ones celebrating Taylor's album. KitchenAid has released a Taylor Swift-inspired mixer. But the BS is that there's only 12 of them. Which also, if you're going to celebrate Taylor Swift,
hold on,
make one
you mean
more, 12 have it 13.
Total being produced?
Hold on. 12th album.
Oh, okay. All right, you get this one, KitchenAid.
Wait, they're only producing 12 of them.
12 of these orange ones that's kind of got like a orangish rose gold bowl.
I'm outraged. I was going to put it on my registry.
Okay. So how much are they going to be if there's only 12? Because the KitchenAid
mixers
are within like a $300-$400 range, I believe.
You can visit the website for a chance to win. So yeah, I think it is a raffle.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay. And then right they're just going to resell them, I'm sure, right? Of course. It'll be thousands and thousands of dollars.
I think you sit on it for a little bit. Okay. Watch the other 11 people screw up their lives with them.
Maybe the three of you could go on it, in on it together for me.
For you?
Yeah, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Do you know? Oh.
We make dollars.
Yeah, we make tens of dollars over
here. I'm just kidding.
I have two of these mixers at my house, but not the Taylor Swift model.
Right.
Mm. Two mixers?
Yeah.
Because I just upgraded. We got a second bowl for it, but still just one.
The KitchenAid mixer. Oh, okay. Do you have the pasta paddle and stuff?
That way she can make bread and cookies at the same time. It was really, it seemed like it was a gift for her, really a gift for me.
Nothing on the KitchenAid website.
Can I just say that I wasn't trying to be pretentious and saying that I just have so much money that I bought
it started yesterday.
Well, okay. This is news or nope, and nobody's got the, I once did a cooking show. They asked me to be a judge of a cooking show.
Okay.
And at the end of the cooking show, all the appliances were just sitting there and everybody was just like, they're like, walking the KitchenAid mixers over to trash cans. I'm like, what?
What?
I swear. Like, KitchenAid sponsored this thing, and I was like,
what?
Hey, you guys are throwing that away? And they're like, yeah. So I grabbed a red and a silver one.
That's nuts.
It's crazy, right?
I found it, everyone.
Okay, is it a raffle?
I don't know. I haven't gone there yet. Good evening.
Good evening.
I've entered, for the record.
Thank goodness.
You just did?
Yeah, really easy.
You know you're working right now.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. It's fine.
We have sad news.
Oh, no.
Nicole Kidman officially filed for divorce from Keith Urban.
This came down late in the show yesterday,
yeah. And it just said that they were split, but now she's officially filed for divorce. I saw somewhere that it said this was a very one-sided split, but it did not clarify who.
I know who.
Who?
Him.
Mm-hmm. He wanted
she
out?
She filed, so wouldn't you assume her?
The story that I saw today was she was doing everything she could to keep it together, but he has moved out. He's got a separate residence in Nashville, and then he starts shows like on the second or third. He's like touring and
sad.
Like
they have 17-year-old and 14-year-old daughters.
They were together for how long?
19 years married.
Wow.
It's a long time. Like that's Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the timing is conspicuous? Me and the Soccer Show research team were talking about this. Because she was just in that movie that was very, like, a steamy movie. I don't remember what
Baby
it's called.
Girl?
Baby Girl, yeah.
Was that the one with, who's the hot guy in it? No?
Was it Jacob Elordi in it? No.
But she was in that movie, lots of intimate scenes, we haven't really seen her in that type of role. And do you think that
she's been in that type of role before, though? She did the Stanley Kubrick thing, but she did that with
Harris Dickinson.
No, I might be thinking of a different
Vanilla Sky or something. Like that was that was with Tom Cruise.
That was a long time.
Wow. So now time
she was married to Tom Cruise.
I don't know. The Slack Show research team, they're starting the rumor. Maybe
so
that had something to do with
it. Like this was the catalyst. He didn't like seeing her boink a bunch of men.
He was uncomfortable with it or
that's
like
her job, right?
I know. But if it was one sided, I don't know the timing.
He seems like.
He's been moved out since the beginning of summer.
Ooh. Yeah, he's been living separately, still in the same city. He's still in Nashville.
Well, it's so interesting because obviously she moved to Nashville for him and now it's just a few more years till their daughters are probably out of school.
Yeah, but you got to just don't do that. Don't stay for the kids.
I get her and Gwyneth Paltrow mixed up.
I'm sorry.
I'm here to admit that. I'm going to be brave today and say.
What are you doing?
Which one was the skiing accident one?
That was Gwyneth.
Gwyneth. Okay.
She's also the one that like puts crystals up her hoo-ha.
Of course.
It was not a crystal. It was a rock. No jagged edges. It was more rounded.
I'm thinking we should move on.
She also sold the candle that smelled like her. Yep. She's got a lot based products.
So they are different, you're saying?
Ever so slightly.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is the one probably most reliable place for recalls. We've covered the shrimp recall for a long time.
Yes. On more than one day, I believe that hit news or nope.
It was radioactive.
Yeah, I was serious about you.
Yeah, that was some big shrimp news on the Slacker show.
So keeping up with trying to keep our reputation. There's some, Hillshire has recalled their meat on a stick product. Tried so hard not to laugh.
What are we doing?
There's possible
dirt.
Possible.
Will you enter for me? Enter for for me.
No one's even listening. Everyone's here on the stick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
I don't know if I've ever felt older in my entire life.
Oh boy.
Erica came in the other day and she told us about the Laguna Beach reunion is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then much like the Matrix, I see the post from Lauren Conrad, the gang's getting back together.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's all tagging. I'm so excited. I love Laguna Beach. Oh my gosh. I'm talking to my wife. She's like, I heard it too. But she never really saw Laguna Beach. I don't know. She's like a little younger than me. So she just missed it completely.
Yeah. I'm like her. I missed it too. We must be the same age.
She doesn't have an older sister, right?
No.
Because that was the only reason I watched it.
Oh.
Because so you were
it was
influenced.
A bit old for me, but my sisters were watching it, so I was like,
is it dirty?
It was just teenage drama, and I was like probably 12.
Yeah. It's like the OC was really big, and they're like, well, there's just kids that live in the OC. What if we just
Film them.
We don't have to write anything. We'll just film them.
I've spent the last few days trying to find where to watch it for free.
Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
Paramount Plus.
For free.
Oh. If you got it. Yeah.
His login for Paramount Plus.
Okay.
So, you give him your login for Netflix for a while?
Yeah, but then I canceled because I'm saving money.
Good for you. Wow.
Should we not be discussing?
Do you watch anything?
Oh, I use other people's.
Oh, okay.
I have a Paramount Plus password. Okay.
I feel like I owe you an apology. I'm so dumb. You're right. I pay for my Paramount Plus. That's very dumb.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, my wife is like, I've never seen it. I'm like, you never seen the good. So I pull it up. Like, well, let's watch it. It's coming back. Let's get in the mood.
Oh,
let's watch
it. I'm nervous.
So I put on the prom episode where they're all going to prom. It's their last prom together.
Yeah, like you remember
it. Did you skip episodes?
Yeah, because I'm like, she's just going to, like, we don't need to start from the beginning.
You need just a taste.
I want it. Yeah, I'm like,
hold on. That's not how you get somebody into something.
You're learning who the people are. You need those first few episodes.
This is not a show for heavy thinkers.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
Does it hold up?
So, well...
No,
not at all. It's terrible. I can't believe I ever liked it. It's so embarrassing. I'm sitting for 30 minutes of this thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Like, she's like, you used to watch this? Like, yeah, I guess I did.
And it's a very girly show, so your wife's probably sitting there like, what?
Yes, and the amount of, they go to prom, and 1,000 times, they're like, it's our last prom together. It's our last prom. They just kept saying, it's our last prom together. My wife's like, we get it. It's your last prom together. And also, I feel so old because I'm looking at the parents and I'm like, you just let your kids, your 17-year-old kids. Kristen's a junior on the show.
Yeah.
Kristen Cavallari, who now we all know is famous. She's 17. And you let your kids be on an MTV reality show? What's wrong with the parents? And it was, I felt genuinely like, I'm just completely on the other side. I used to think these were the coolest kids ever, and now I'm like, what's up with the parents? Have you watched it recently?
I have not watched it. I used to watch The Hills, and then what was the New York, The City? Like, I was all in the trajectory of it. I could have used
I don't even know what to do with what's happening in the room right now.
So disappointing.
So are you going to watch the reunion then?
I don't know. That's why I was like,
now,
it has to be better than what this was. Like, and seeing it now too, it's like, oh, they're all little kids. Like when I watched it, they were like, the guys were kind of hunks and they were surfers. And now,
you look at them like,
look, they're children. They're children. They're scrawny and like no muscle and everything. It's so weird. It's bizarre to look at it this way. So I don't know if I want to watch the reunion or not. It has to be better than that.
I like want to watch it because I love Elsie. Lauren Conrad. Sorry, she doesn't go away.
My wife
anymore.
Does too. So
God.
But like, I love her. And she's so normal now. She just like lives her life with her husband and her kids.
Did you hear the way she said every ounce of that?
Yeah.
You make me not want to watch anything associated with it. Because you're just like...
Yeah, because I was raised on it and also raised in California, okay?
So then you're excited still.
Yeah, I think I'll still watch it, but I get it. It's probably garbage.
Yeah, I highly recommend it if you loved it especially to go back, give it another... Maybe watch a different episode. Maybe the prom one is just...
I'll try to get my fiancé Dane to watch some and see what his reaction is.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We cannot forget that this is the hour. Is this the hour?
It is.
I did forget.
See? This is the hour. We will have a code word to get you into our exclusive Taylor Swift premiere showgirl thing.
Do you remember what it's called?
Showgirl premiere thing?
No, the official release party.
That's what
showgirl.
I said. Isn't that what I said? Yeah, is that what I said?
I heard that.
Yeah. Also, was that even correct?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, bunch of professionals in the room. Anyway, that's happening this Saturday. Arapahoe 16.
Arapahoe Crossing, yeah.
You were so close.
Arapahoe Parker Road. Yeah.
10 a.m. If you want free tickets, a code word is like 30 minutes away. Let's talk about salons.
Hmm?
I recently visited a salon. Thank you, everybody. I went to Floyd's. It's not a salon, but it's like.
You got your beard done.
Yeah. You're noticing it now because I've already started talking about it. But you, like, God forbid you come in and we don't notice. Did you just color your hair?
Have I even ever made a stink about
that? Oh, yeah. You've got a pack? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep, boss.
Okay. I don't think she has.
Yeah, no. I don't think I
no,
did.
No, the girls do. You guys are like a little bit like, thanks for noticing if we don't notice.
Is that what we're talking about? Men and women?
A little bit. I think what we want is salon stories, and I think we're mostly going to get women. Because men don't spend enough time. Like, men, when you go get a haircut, well, you have a little more hair than most men.
Yeah.
Hack, but like... You're not there very long.
Oh, no. No. And actually, it takes even less now that it's like longer.
Because you just go and go like take a half inch off everything. Yeah, bye.
Yep. They're done.
Wow.
So you don't have time to sit there.
Do you go to a barber for your hair?
I go to Floyd's as well.
You do for your hair?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I knew you were a beard guy. You let Dave do your hair or no?
Not yet. No.
So is somebody else doing your hair?
Yeah, and I'm working up to Dave.
Okay.
We'll see. He does a great job on
the
beard.
He's got a shaved head. I don't know if I trust him.
That's here. You're reading my mind. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is that a real thing?
Well, I mean, you don't go up to a guy who's got if you're a guy who wants a bunch of fades in your beard and stuff, and the guy's got a bunch of fades in his beard, you go like, that's my guy. He knows how to do a fade.
Or he's getting it done by someone else.
Right.
Just because he is a good one doesn't mean that he can
do
it.
Yeah, but at least he knows what's what.
I trust blonde hairstylists more with my hair because it's very specific.
You're like, yeah, you know blonde.
You know how to blend. You know what it needs to look like. Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Here's what we want. We want stories from the salon. Like, what I found out in my last trip to the salon is, like, I'm just sitting there and there's a guy. They just tell secrets. It's almost like we could do bartender stories the same. It's like people just sit down in that chair and just start going, bleh, bleh, like just saying your life story to someone who's just touching your head.
Yeah. Because you only see them, for me, it's once a year.
Oh, boy.
But mine is also like an ex-relative. So we would catch up on all the family gossip for sure. Just.
And
here's,
you're just
here's
talking.
What you missed in the whole year. Yeah.
And you know other people can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
But no one around me is connected to me. Like,
that's what's so wild about it. It's like I'm hearing people who are being unfaithful on their sig others. It's like, I'm trying to leave her. And you're like, what? You're just telling a stranger. You don't realize you're in earshot of a dude who's doing a radio show. There's a guy there who's like, Kevin's, hate him. Anybody named Kevin? I hate him. I don't know why. Hate Kevins. And I'm like, hey, man, if anybody walks in who's a Kevin, this guy's going to kill you. He's a Kevin murderer.
Are you that way? Are you talkative when you're
I'll answer there? Any of your questions, but I'm That's, not.
Yeah.
It's not a confessional.
Right.
I'm not laying there going.
Beards are also different because they're working on your face, so you can't talk as much.
When you go in for a color, you're in there for like 6 hours.
No, I'm in there for like three.
Oh, I'm sorry I exaggerated. 3 hours is crazy to a boy. Like, you're doing what for 3 hours?
I spent 3 hours in my life getting my hair cut.
That's what I'm saying.
It is pretty, it's pretty crazy.
And then you just start to go, especially if they ply you with booze, because some of the salons.
Yeah, some do. I never drink at hair appointments, believe
you
or
don't?
Not. No.
Why? You're just, it's boring.
You got to drive home. Mm. Yeah.
Well, have your fiancé.
I know.
Up.
Those girls who's like their boyfriends sit behind them the whole time. It's so weird.
He could like stop by, like drop you off in Cherry Creek or wherever you go. And then.
Yeah. No point. Okay. I had a really interesting experience. Actually, do you want to get the phone number?
Yeah,
first?
Sure. If you have a salon story, this is where we would love to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
So I had this weird thing with someone here in Denver. Where I went, I was new to town and I was just trying to find someone to do my hair. And I sit down and we're talking about life. We're talking about how I moved here, wedding planning, my puppy, all of this. And talked a lot about my puppy and how much I love him. He's the best boy in the world. Then I said...
Stories need to be less boring than that.
But then I told her like, we're about to take him to get neutered and I'm like pretty nervous about it because they have to go under and it's like very scary. And she decides that the perfect way to relate to me is to talk about this cat. She had one of those like really exotic cats.
Like the furless, like weirdo.
No, like they're like almost,
Well, Sphinx is hairless.
Oh, no, it had hair. And then she's like, yeah, I love that cat so much, blah, 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 blah. But I took him to get neutered, and then he died. And I'm like, I just told you I'm taking him in like 3 days.
What are you doing?
And it was just one of those things where I was like, okay, well, I'm never coming back. I'm never coming back.
It was a misstep. Okay, you exaggerated a little bit. But
regardless of how well she did on your hair, you're still just, done.
And she also like charged me a lot. But I just was like, if you're sitting there.
You got funeral costs.
If you're sitting there and you're doing someone's hair, you can't just be like, hey, you just said you were nervous about this. He could die.
Mine did. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You can't leave because she's already got your hair in foil.
I'm foiled up.
Yeah. Here's a weird thing. Today when I can't believe we're talking about salon stories. But today when I was on my way here, is there a salon by the Starbucks over there? by Ocean Prime and stuff?
I don't know.
A woman just walked in foiled to the gills.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's not that weird.
Yeah.
So you just leave the salon and go run other errands and then come back?
What happens is you get foiled and then they go, gotta sit for 20 minutes.
So then she just wandered into Starbucks.
Go get a coffee.
I've never done it, but I wish I was that bold.
Okay. I don't dye my hair, but I would.
Like I was just, staring at her. It was very strange.
Whatever. Mobile order, run and pick it up and go back.
Okay.
Who cares?
All right. One of the stories that I just saw that's wild, some woman was telling her hairstylist that she was going to fake some sort of workman's comp or medical emergency to get out of her job so she could take some more time off before she had a baby or something. Two seats down is the boss's wife.
What?
Oh.
Overhears the whole thing.
That's actually pretty wild because I don't know what our boss's wives look like.
You don't?
No, I've met one once, but I've not met the other. For the record, two different bosses.
Not a lot of polygamy going on.
Yeah. Just want to make that clear.
But what's the code on that, though? Isn't there some sort of like what's said in the salon is not protected at all?
Like, your hairstylist isn't going to spread the rumor, but if you're dumb and you're talking out loud.
Yeah.
And like...
Free game.
Like there's... When you've got the hairdryer on, you're talking even louder. You're like sitting there and it's like, no, so anyway, I was thinking about, and you're like, what?
Well, for the record, those things aren't very loud.
They're not?
No.
But they're loud for you, right? You don't realize.
You're just in a little cone.
Okay, well, it's been a long time since I had hair, so it's cool.
So was Swanson.
No.
After getting his
All right, so if you've got a good salon story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing salon stories. Mm-hmm. Basically, we think it's weird. There's something in the air, in the water that you
It's just a safe space.
But it's not safe. Other people can't hear you.
Yeah, but there's just, you're just in the chair. Yeah. You're
trusting
them.
There's a person right next to you.
But you're trusting this person that you're talking to with your life. I mean, you mess up my hair, you mess up my life.
Have you seen Legally Blonde? Paulette?
Long time ago. Okay. Jeff?
Yeah.
Salon stories. What do you got?
So mine is I spend $200 every 6 weeks to get, I'm blacker. My hair, I should probably shave my head, but I can't do it yet. Okay. I can't get to that point. Okay. So I spend $200 to get whatever hair I have left cut, and then I do a camo, which is a hair color, you know, for men that washes out over the course of 6 weeks. And then I do eyebrow wax.
Eyebrow wax.
I don't
tell
my wife how much it is.
You don't tell your wife?
Nope. She thinks it's about $40-$50. And she goes to the same salon. And the salon, they're like, yeah, you know, we just won't say anything to her. So
you're losing your hair and you're dropping $200 on a non-existent thing. Come to my house. I'll charge you nothing. Shave your head, bro.
You need to stop inviting strangers over.
And charge them something.
I look like I have a forehead like Peyton Manning. You know?
Yeah, that's like
I'm
a five head.
Holding on to whatever
Peyton
I have
catching
left.
Catching a stray. He's listening. Whatever do those guys.
I will do this. Can I give a shout out to the salon, the guest house in Five Parks, Arvada, Colorado?
Apparently,
hey,
you can.
If your wife's listening.
Yeah,
no,
you're
actually.
Let me give you a good divorce
right
attorney. Thank you. Thank you, man. Desiree.
Yay.
Salon stories. What do you got?
So I have a thousand. My dad was a hairdresser for like 60 years. But in the 70s, he started at this salon and this really large woman came in to get her hair cut. And he's doing the layers and he's cutting and cutting. And literally the scissors aren't going through the hair and he can't understand what's going on. And he looks at her face and she's just like obviously like going through something. And looks down and moves her hair, and he just has this huge pocket of neck fat in the scissors and is trying to cut it with the hair. And he was mortified, and it didn't even cut because that's how big she was.
Blacker has left the building.
I thought it was going to be spiders or like rope or dreadlocks or something. It was falling from her neck fat.
It was her big neck fat.
And she's not reacting to having her
neck. She was going through something.
She literally had
her mouth open. She was going like, like every time he was trying to cut.
Okay. What in God's name? Is this what?
Was she okay?
Yeah, she was fine. She wasn't even like, it was,
okay.
I don't know.
No, but
bleed out? But apparently it didn't
Can
cut.
I just say what I thought this was going to be? Not this.
I also just have to tell you, I've listened to the radio show. I've listened to Slacker since his first day. Ugh. And you four are my definite favorite ever.
Oh, thank you.
We love you. We're never going to slice your neck.
Sorry, sorry.
Thank you.
It just happened.
I don't know. You guys, do you understand what my vision for this was? Like gossip. No. Not Edward Scissorhands, you tool. Yeah. What is happening?
I thought you wanted people getting their heads cut off.
It's not Sweeney Todd, bro.
Okay. Kind of miscommunication.
Sorry.
Allie?
Yeah, hi, yay.
Yay. Salon stories or I nearly died.
So this happened in Texas, and it was my 45th birthday, and I wanted some specific gun smoke highlights.
Okay.
And the stylist put boxed black hair dye in my hair.
Oh, like just plain old box, like Walmart box black
hair
dye.
I'm going to be real with you, Allie. After the last thing I heard, yeah. you're
not going to get a ton of sympathy.
Oh, boo-hoo. You still have your
mind.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I feel like I'm going to do
my pants. Jenny?
Yay.
Salon stories, I think. I don't know. What happened? Oh, no. Jenny. Is she there? Jenny, go ahead.
I am. Okay, so I was a hairstylist for about 10 years. And I had a woman come in to get her hair done. And she was just going on and on about this amazing weekend she has coming up and telling me this soulmate of hers she met. And after asking a few more details and everything, I realized that it was my husband she was talking about. Now,
what are the odds of that?
Trip.
That is, yeah. Crazy.
What did you do?
Did you
besides
tell
cut
him?
Her head off?
I just went for the neck fat, bro.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I may have made a mistake. I don't like to admit that.
Telling us?
Yeah, I'm really questioning. Like, I didn't tell you guys how many diary entries are left, but I told you we'll get through this whole week. I think by the end of this week, I'm going to tell you the actual.
Oh, okay. I have like a pit in my stomach about it.
I want you to know this one thing. So I found this diary 20 years ago and we're reading it again. I want you to cherish every entry at this point.
Stop. So even if I can't read the words, people should just be thankful I'm dragging it out.
This is a moment to like really cherish the stumbling, bumbling, moronic,
perfect,
illiterate nature of
Erica
here, because we're very close to the end. So I'll tell you by Friday how many days we have left.
Okay.
But we will make it all the way through this week, and we will at least have something next week.
Okay.
What happened in the last one?
Her mom and Jake, her new boyfriend's mom, met. And someone on Facebook commented that they think if she usually writes the day after something happens, that Mother's Day would have been on her birthday, the 14th,
mm-hmm.
that year in 2006. So people think maybe this end of the diary was happening in 2006.
Okay.
Oh.
Based also on when you found it.
I feel like...
And the Thanksgivings lining up. There was some stuff there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were forensically... Yeah. I believe I found it in 07.
So?
Yeah, could be.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Okay. Also on Facebook, people are definitely starting to weigh in on who would play us in the diary. Some good ones. I think we need to talk about that later.
We'll do
week.
A break on that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it ended with... She's in a good spot, though, right?
Yeah, it ended with... her saying that her dad is paying for her therapy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it's working.
Yeah.
But didn't she say something, her mom was weird? Her mom did something weird? Didn't she say, or she was embarrassing?
Her mom got the board games out.
She's
the Uno champ.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Yahtzee.
Yeah. There's a bit of coffee spilled on this next page, it looks like.
Okay.
Or Diet Coke, maybe.
Okay. Do you want to lick it?
No. You'll smell it. Okay.
I tried to smell it. There's no scent other than ducky paper.
That's great.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. June 17th. I can hear the drums beating. Bum, bum, bum. And they walk the prisoner through all the yelling crowd. Bum, bum, bum. Before they throw her to the lions.
She is so effing dramatic.
Yeah.
Yikes. I thought it was going to be like the wedding bells.
Oh.
So that was a big twist for me.
So what's she being thrown to the lions for?
Let's see. Okay, it wasn't quite as bad as all that, but there was a part of me that wanted to be thrown to the lions a little bit. That part happened somewhere in the middle when they were opening lingerie, I think.
She go to a shower?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mostly kept to myself and ran in and out of the kitchen helping my Aunt Nancy. I have an Aunt Nancy. My dad's sister is one of those women who is applying for sainthood. When we were kids, she'd send Alex and I packages for every holiday and cards for every birthday. We'd get excited if Aunt Nancy was hosting for the holidays because on Thanksgiving, she'd let us decorate the table with tiny pumpkins and dried corn cobs and little ceramic turkeys. On Christmas, Santa would always stop by Aunt Nancy's and fill up stockings for us too. I've always admired my Aunt Nancy for her grace and ability to make everyone feel special. That's crazy. That is exactly like my Aunt Nancy.
Are you sure you didn't write this?
I'm so sure. I'm so okay. sure.
Where were you in 06?
Right. I was 13. So I get it why she'd be the person to throw a shower for Sally. I knew that's what you were thinking.
Baby talker, right?
Yeah. Yes. But at the same time, why would anyone punish themselves like that? I know Baby Talker has her own friends who could have thrown her a shower because they showed up in droves. We should have put a sign on the door that said free buffet the way these women wolfed down food. Okay.
No shame in that.
Yeah. Okay. So it probably wasn't as sad as I'm making it out to be. Sally's lovely and she and my dad make each other very happy. I think her friends were the kind of women who show up for free food and an open bar, though. And how many packages of bath salts can one woman really use? Irregardless.
She did not write irregardless.
She did.
Stop.
Irregardless.
Wait, this girl is smart going for like, and like she uses.
I use that word as a joke. Irregardless wasn't really a word. You just always say it, and I don't know.
I say it because it makes people mad. It's why it's like me saying literally when something's not literal. There's very, Kevin, if you're listening, I still use that word just to make you mad. So just boil in it. And I use irregardless just to like, but now, it's an homage to my parents.
I've started using irregardless too because you use it, and my wife has gotten on me about it.
Right, because it's not
like,
a
why
word.
Why are you saying that? I'm like, well, Slacker says it. She's like, well, Slacker jumped off a cliff. And I'm like, maybe, probably.
My God. Okay, I'm going to keep going here. Irregardless, Sally had a good time, and that was the whole point. So I guess the party was a success. Sally, I mean Mama Sally, grabbed me when she was leaving and hugged me for like 20 minutes. There was exclamation points there. That's why I did that.
Okay.
She was going on and on about how she's so glad to have a daughter like me.
Ew.
And she's always wanted kids and we're going to be a family now. And
she's
all of
27.
Her dreams
she's
are coming
true. Yeah.
I know, this is very weird. She's 28 now, isn't she?
Oh, she is 28. Yeah. You're right.
It would have been sweet if it wasn't so creepy, especially when I realized that 38 isn't too old to have a baby. If she really wants one, she could have one. And how weird would that be?
I can't complain.
That was a chunky, and I read good.
You did read good. We're all very proud of you.
Yeah. Is it that weird? I mean, I think it's odd, but she is trying to just be gracious and like, hey, I want
to
be a family.
She wants to be assimilated.
Yeah, like she's being kind.
I don't think you get to just like start calling someone your daughter
when they're 28. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or ever right when you're about to get married. Like maybe down the line.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think you as the daughter get to decide. And maybe you walk up to her one day and go, you know, you've really meant a lot in my life. If you feel comfortable, you can call me your daughter. But like,
it's fine for her to be like, we're going to be family now. That's fine because it is true.
Say that.
But the we're like, I've always wanted a daughter.
Without labels. No like, labels on this family.
We could be in school together. Like, you're not far off. That's weird.
Yeah. I don't like how judgy the writer was, though, about the...
The friends.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like, take a look at your own life.
Also, did you pay for the food? Like, relax.
I
don't like it when people go to a thing, it's like, hey, he's on his third egg roll. And you're like, okay, did you pay for the egg roll? Like, do you want me to buy more egg roll? What are you doing? Why do you care?
The lingerie, though, man.
I don't understand showers for a second wedding. Yeah, maybe it's Baby Talker's first wedding.
I think it is. I think it is. I think you're right.
And then subjecting everyone to watching you open lingerie, it's just like, ooh, he's going to be so lucky.
Also, like, that man is old, so. And, I just realized that maybe he's not that much older than Slacker is. Okay. So,
what is happening?
Judgy, everyone.
Yeah, were you at the shower?
No. Walking
down the food and all the drinks and.
Well, that's my MO. Lingerie showers are cute until a certain age. And you don't do them at the shower. You do them at the bachelorette.
It's like 38 years old and getting bath salts and lingerie feels weird, but whatever.
But what's the cutoff for it?
I don't know. All right. So was this a good entry?
I think so. We didn't learn anything about her.
I just don't. Yeah. It feels like she takes anything and just finds the negative in it. It's like, this was just a fun Saturday. You know, people came over, had some drinks. Small talk, and then it's over. And you had to say you were marching to the gallows about it. Like, relax.
You're right. She's so.
You're right.
So the drums.
Yeah.
And the,
being fed to the lions.
All right. So, what's the next date?
July 1st.
So, like,
we're getting to about a year since she and Mike have broken up.
All right. Find out what happens in the nearly final entry of the diary tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
In honor of the release of The Life of a Showgirl.
Oh, boy.
I was thinking on my drive today, if you were one of her previous 11 albums, which one would you be?
Oh, boy.
And I actually have thoughts for the three of you, but I kind of want you guys to also guess first.
I think I know Slacker. I think I know mine.
Interesting.
I don't know about Hack.
Huh.
And I don't know Erica either, because you're kind of all of them.
I am, I would say. I am, it's raised hard to on just them. Pick, but I think like one in particular right now.
Can I start? Can I? Because I don't. I'm the newest Swiftie.
Sure.
Can I start with somebody else?
Sure.
I pick Tortured Poets, whatever, for Aaron.
That is so dark.
Tell me I'm crazy.
No, it's not a bad pick. Also, this is all subjective. It's not a bad pick. I had something else in mind for her, but.
You did? But like, she just is the tortured poet.
Now, the fun part of that is there's also some secret love songs hidden on Tortured Poets, and I think that also could be fitting for your life right now.
Yeah,
I don't think it, but
I don't know that I would consider her a tortured poet.
Well, I'm just I'm trying to find, I don't see her as 1989. I don't think there's a 1989 in the room.
Interesting.
You think there's a 1989 in the room?
I would say maybe.
You think there's a 1989 in this room?
Yeah.
You're
hold on, let me look
I'm looking at the list right now because I got
At some point, you guys are going to have to start talking English so I can follow.
You know some Taylor stuff, don't you?
89. That's one of them. Yeah.
1989.
Also, feel free to text us. What's the number? It just escaped
303.
222-5423.
Congratulations.
Just put a name of one of us and the album that you think we are most aligned with.
I think this is going to quickly become a you and Aaron thing.
Well, that's, it seems I figured like Aaron you, could help me.
Well, I mean, I could keep going. Hack is tough.
I see where you're going with this.
I don't.
You don't know which album that is? The tough one?
Reputation?
Yeah, there we go. That's not what I picked for you, but I don't hate it.
What I meant tough was tough to choose an album. I don't think he's an actual tough person. No.
Don't worry, I didn't think you meant that. I knew better.
If I identify most, what album do you think I identify most with?
Reputation.
Yeah.
I love that album.
A Bit that's Darkens a
great,
For Me.
That's a great album, but I was going to say Red.
Oh.
I'm a Red boy. I'm the transition guy.
That's an interesting statement to me.
No, I'm just saying that's when she was kind of she was trying to get out of the old world
and out of her country. Correct. Good girl.
So I think I want to be Red, but I think you don't think I'm Red. Am I not Red enough for you?
I have someone else as Red in my mind.
You do? It's yourself.
No.
Oh, it's Aaron because of red hair.
It is Aaron, but it's not. Okay, the red hair is just it's helpful.
It's too on the nose.
You are secretly edgy. Not even secretly. You listen to weird music.
Okay.
Or she's 100 years old because she also listens to weird music. She loves the Eagles as much as she loves Conan Gray.
That's
she's all
exactly
over.
Exactly what Red is, though. It's a little country, a lot of pop. There's some songs in there that you're this is not a genre. That's Aaron.
I had myself as that as well.
Oh, you had yourself as Red.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you were mad at me when I put me as Red. You're like, how dare you?
Yeah, because you're
I know Red. You're no Red.
No, you're obviously Reputation.
Oh, obviously.
That's a different one.
Yeah, no, Reputation. Yeah. That one. Because,
I am?
Yes.
Because are you ready for it?
No. Hold on. Because you have this it's a album about karma and you did me wrong. It's actually kind of a secret love album, isn't it?
It's true. Yeah.
Secret love album.
You
for
pretend
whom?
To be
it's hard shell, soft gooey inside.
Yes.
What's the soft gooey? Out of the woods?
In Reputation?
Yeah.
That's from 1989.
Sorry,
first of
my
all.
Bad. Getaway Car? No.
Call It What You Want, New Year's Day. What's the one? King of My Heart.
Delicate.
Gorgeous. It's all about falling in love with Joe Alwyn.
It's kind of a great song.
Yeah.
So you don't have me as.
I had you as debut because you're the OG. Everyone in this state knows you.
I feel like there's a backhanded, not so friendly thing.
No, it's
in
like the classic. I mean, okay. Yeah, I guess maybe I'm calling you a little older than the rest of us, but I didn't mean it like that.
Okay, let's do hack.
What do you think?
I'm still struggling with his.
He's not. No. Oh my God. That means, sorry, by process of elimination.
Hold on.
Either Erica thinks she's 1989.
No, she said that there's no. You
no,
did
she
say
says
that there
there's
was
one in the room. It's her or Hack.
I was thinking Hack was 1989. That was my first thing.
Shake it off. Look at him. No, he shakes nothing off.
What about style? James Dean when he wears the sunglasses. He's you're very like all American, and that was kind of the vibes of that in a positive context.
Okay,
connotation. I mean, that was kind of the vibe of that album.
So he gets 1989.
He's a classic.
He gets like the most fun.
That's the one I've heard of.
Right.
It's awesome.
No, but you know the like wee.
Yeah, I do.
That's from Red.
I know.
I was going to say for myself, I was going to suggest, since I don't know all the albums, admittedly. Debut, is that the first one? Yeah. I was going to say Whenever the Country, because I have it in me where I'm not a country guy, but I'm from the Midwest, very country heavy. And there's times where you get back and you're in the right environment and that country music comes on and you're like, it's in me and I love it. So that's that was going to be mine.
That's fair.
You want to be Debut?
Or he could be Fearless.
I kind of like 89.
Why don't you trade me your 1989?
No, it doesn't work like that.
No.
Why not? I could be 1989 just as much as he could.
I think 1989 makes sense for Hack, because that was the one that, when did that come out? Was it after?
I was in college my sophomore year maybe. So like,
don't say things like that.
To me, it just feels very strong of like Red happened where it was kind of that experimental, and then 1989 where she was so secure.
It was officially pop.
Yes. And Hack just seems so secure.
You know who he is.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So what's left? Are we doing you?
Yeah. Aaron, do you have a guess?
Originally, I was thinking Midnight.
No, she thinks she's Lover.
No.
Yeah.
She does. She thinks she's Lover. She thinks she's Lover. I was like, nobody's taking Lover. She thinks she's Lover.
Midnight's too sad.
Yeah. I love Midnight.
Well, maybe you are the tortured poet.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We have a huge event happening. We have a couple of huge events. We have three huge events in the next week.
Yeah, in the next 7 days.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous and scared for him.
What do you mean?
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. We're just like doing so much. I don't want to drop the ball.
It's going to be great.
Okay.
Except I feel your energy, and that's what I want to talk to the group about.
Wait,
right now.
Slacker, what are we going to wear?
To which one?
Tomorrow's?
Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Purple.
No, I
don't have purple or gold.
Hack's the only one who's got purple.
He's
I can see him having purple.
Right. I don't have purple.
You don't?
No, I have maybe like a lavender.
Okay.
That's purple.
But that's not purple purple.
Yeah, he used to be the king of purple. We've seen the pics.
Yeah. I did. You still wear purple. Okay, fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Here's the thing. This is partially Hack's fault. I spent some time mulling over, should I go into Love is Blind? I know I said this the other day and you guys were like, should I go in blind? I don't think I should. I think I need to take a little bit of a running start tonight into Love is Blind. I need to understand how the show works. Like if we were having a greatest, the British baking show.
Love that
show. Which
is
one of my favorite shows. Okay. If we were going to have a watch party for that, I would walk to Aaron and I'd go, give me three episodes that like, and she'd guide me to one that took me like 5 days to try to find this thing where
Ian,
there was this he like melted down and threw his dessert away in the middle of the thing.
He didn't melt it down. The lady took it out of the freezer.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
This is a real, there are certain episodes. The reason this is TX's fault is he tried to get his wife into Laguna and he chose some episode. He was like, this is the one. Mm. This is it. This will get you hooked. And then as he watched it, he was like, never mind. We're never watching the show again.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's so right. Is there, for Love is Blind, I know it's different seasons.
Yeah.
But is there something, are there a couple episodes that jump out that like I could do as homework tonight? So like, I don't go in, I don't want to be the guy like tapping you on the ribs going, hey, why are they talking to a wall? Like,
right. Well,
I need to understand.
That's a good start.
Well, because you guys described the pod.
Yeah. I do think you need to watch a a first episode. My I don't know which one though.
Do you have time for like three episodes? Because he could watch a first episode, mm-hmm. something in the middle, and then the wedding episode.
Yeah.
One of the weddings episodes.
Yeah.
I will devote my life to this.
I don't know how
I
much
don't have
time
a life.
You have. That's
I mean,
true.
I could go home tonight. I could get to go food.
I think you want to watch the I'm looking do you remember AD? That wedding episode was crazy.
By the way, no, if you have better Barrett? Answers than me two, these two are brainstorming it. 303-222-5423. Bless you.
Thank you.
Text in and say what is there. Is there something I need to watch tonight?
But don't you think, because what we're, the episode we're Barnett. Watching is a season premiere,
yes.
right? Not series, season premiere. So shouldn't they, isn't it on them to explain it? Because don't they want new people
and they will.
Watching the show for the first time and stuff?
Yeah, so should, but I think
Nick
the Lachey bulk of people.
Vanessa will.
That's who it. Hosts this?
Yeah. Yes. And honestly,
oh my God.
They're
now
kind of. They're
I'm
kind
not even
of,
going to the event
no,
now.
They're kind of bad. Vanessa
of
keeps asking the girls,
bad.
Like, when are we having babies? And everyone's like, that's a really personal question to ask on public television.
It's not public. It's Netflix. But
you're right. I would say.
Also, I agreed to come on this show and get married to this person, but respect my privacy.
Right.
It's a little.
It was just a little weird when she did it at the reunion and everyone got upset because that's all she asked the girls. And it was like, my God, they hardly know each other.
Right.
Frankly.
Relax.
Right. I would say season six.
Season six.
You would want to watch episode one and then you definitely want to watch.
What season are we about to debut tomorrow?
It's a really good question.
Or nine.
Nine?
Here's the other thing. This is your subtle reminder that if you RSVP'd for Love is Blind,
yes,
check your junk mail because I think we're pushing something out today.
It went out.
That says, don't forget, doors at 6 tomorrow at
Duets,
24th and Champa. There's parking around there, free parking. They have a lot and stuff. And then the Ed Sheeran tickets and the show both start at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
and it is season nine.
Oh, season nine. Season okay. Nine. Season six, episode one.
And episode 12.
12. And then the finale.
No, 12 is the finale.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if I get those two in, I'll at least have a grasp.
I think you might have an idea of how crazy this can get.
Because here's my thing. I'm going to really date myself here. Does anybody remember The Real World?
Yeah, of course.
But like you would, if somebody was like, what's this Real World? You'd tell them to go watch Puck. You'd be like, go watch any episode of the season with Puck and go, what?
Puck.
There was just a dude. He was the beginning of the Omarosas on The Apprentice. He was like the beginning of the dude you put in Richard Hatch on Survivor, like the instigator, the guy that's just in there, just jeffing the whole thing up on purpose. But it's so good. It's so good. Anyway, I'm going to try those. If you guys have better tips, two more things we have to say. We have code words, as you've been hearing, for the Taylor Swift thing, which is Saturday. But then Colorado Dunn is happening a week from tonight.
Woo!
And the RSVP is opening, do we want to say when?
Thursday.
Okay, 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday at 3 p.m. So if you're coming to our party tomorrow night, congrats, check your email. If you want to come to the Colorado Dunn party with tons of Colorado prizes, even more Ed Sheeran tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of stuff. Uh-huh. So. And the RSVP will be on alice1059.com.
So that's happening Thursday. Just get it all straight in your head. We'll see the Love is Blind people tomorrow. We'll RSVP on Thursday. We'll see Taylor Swift people on Saturday.
And listen for the code word.
Yes. Whenever the hell that is.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice1059.
We've run out of things to talk about, so we're going to talk about, like, I don't know what's going on in this room today. Aaron, can you check with XL Energy or something?
Is there a gas leak?
There has to be a gas leak.
I don't think so. We're in this room.
We're talking about 20 different things all at once. The song is ending. We have to come on the air with something. And just before we go live, Hack goes, by the way, Dax Shepard's on the list. And I'm like, why? What? If you don't know about his list.
Yeah, there's all these celebrities that I think people hold in such a high regard. They do no fault. Like, everyone loves them.
You think Dax is one of those people?
I think he's become because he married Kristen Bell, right?
Yeah.
And I think people are like, oh, she's so perfect. And so he must be great. And I'm like, I don't think he's great.
He's so open about his
addiction.
His addiction.
He had a really bad relapse a couple of years ago. He's sober again.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had like a motorcycle injury. And then he was on the pain pills. Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe that he already has fallen from grace.
There is something about him, though, I will give you, where it's like, you seem This sounds terrible, but like you're pretending to be a good person based on sharing your trauma. Like it doesn't seem genuine. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a fan of his though. I think
this
he's an
room, like the negative. I just want to go back in time. Let's give everybody listening a little inside baseball stuff. I tend to skew a little negative.
No.
And you two, Aaron and T-Hack,
have been working with you the longest.
Tend to also skew a little negative. We were told that Erica was going to be this bright ray of sunshine when she got here. And
I would say I'm like a medium ray of sunshine.
I don't think you're a ray of sunshine anymore. And I don't know if it's our fault or you were just lying and convinced the bosses, but you're not. You're like kind of dark.
I'm not nearly as dark as Aaron.
Well, that is not something to be proud of.
Yet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I listen to Dax Shepard's podcast when he has guests that I like.
Wait, speaking of podcasts, real quick, do we have one?
We sure do.
We do, yeah.
Where would we get that?
On the Odyssey app.
O-D.
No.
A-U-D-A-C-Y, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, anywhere.
Yeah, you can stream the show live on the Odyssey app, or you can listen on demand.
Anywhere. Jeez. Okay, so anyway, back to somebody else who has a podcast.
To a podcast that shall not be named, and... But sometimes I listen and I'm like, but I listen because I don't like you.
Really?
There's something about him that's just off.
I think that he's gotten big-headed with this podcast.
Yeah.
It's extremely successful. Extremely.
Because he was one of the early adopters, so he's
and
he's
he doesn't really
interviewed
act
a lot
anymore.
Of people.
Like, this is what he does. And he kind of talks about it, being so successful, being so big, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, the cool thing is when you're like, oh, little old me.
Yeah.
Does he talk more than the guests?
Yeah.
Okay. Because what's the dude from the Smashing Pumpkins?
Billy Corgan.
He's got a podcast now?
I don't know. Does he?
Yes, he does. Okay. And for some reason,
is that the right guy? Did I say
yes, you did. You nailed it. Weirdly bald. Like, but, but like, every...
Is it called
like,
Smashing Pumpkins?
No, I don't
Smashing
know.
Pumpkin?
Magnificent Others?
That could be it. He literally, the internet wants me to listen to this podcast. By the way, do we have a podcast?
We do, yeah. It's
where
available.
Did we get that? I'm sorry. But like so they keep feeding me the clips and it's like, oh, here's Barack Obama. And then it's him talking, Billy Corgan talking for 5 minutes and Barack just going, here's Sting. When I was in the band, did you guys do that? Because we did this. And you're like, hey, will you let?
I have bad news.
What?
I fear that we're going to open the floodgate to the texters, though.
Why?
Because there's been a lot of texts lately that say, Slackers, you know, stop talking.
Okay, sorry. What? Let me finish
stop
this.
Stop interrupting. Exactly.
Bring it. I'm not like that. Right?
No, you're not.
I'm shaking my head.
So am I Dax Shepard in this?
No, I don't think so. The clip I saw of Dax Shepard, he was talking about he went to a very fancy restaurant once and he was in a t-shirt. And apparently one of the other patrons there was pretty upset that he was like, you know, what's happened to the dress code? You're just letting anybody in with a t-shirt. And Kristen Bell, right?
Yeah.
Bell.
Yeah.
Why do I want to say Stewart? It's Bell. Kristen Bell.
Okay. Definitely Bell.
His wife was like, you know what you should do? You should pay for his dinner. So they paid for this guy who was upset. They paid for his dinner. And it was kind of like an ultimate middle finger to him. Like, oh, you're complaining? Well, now we just paid for your dinner. And I hate it because...
He talked about it,
yes. And also, they only let you in a t-shirt because you're Dax Shepard.
Correct.
Let's not forget that. Also, you can only afford to pay for another meal at this super expensive restaurant because you're Dax Shepard. So this isn't really like life advice for people. I can't get into the restaurant in a t-shirt. And you're just kind of... glossing over that whole part and talking about it, and it felt disingenuous.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? Now I'm on the team.
Oh, you're waiting
for
Dax
Shepard too.
Well, wait. I don't want him to demise.
I don't want him to demise.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Forget it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story about there's the time and the place to horse around.
Oh, boy.
And I have a story for Erica. Just when you think there are no more bears to be worried about, they're popping up everywhere, baby.
No. The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Arizona.
Oh.
We're not originally from here.
They're sizzling. They're sizzling.
Yes, her accent was this.
Yeah, a lot of my family lives in Arizona.
But they say, oh, we're not originally from here.
Oh, nobody's actually from Arizona.
Yeah, we retired here about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
So your family's from there, so you visit?
No, they're not from there.
I mean, your family lives there, though.
Yep, Thanksgiving.
So you visit?
This year.
Oh, then listen up to TX story.
Yeah. A bear. Arizona bear. He was filmed walking through the aisles of a grocery store, somewhere you might frequent, especially before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You might go to that grocery store, and a bear was seen in the aisles. He briefly entered the store, quote unquote, freaking out shoppers and staff.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Hello?
Fortunately, no one was injured during the incident, but Arizona Game and Fish, they have not been able to find the bear. They're still searching for him.
He's a sneaky bear.
Yeah. Cancel my Thanksgiving plans.
He's a sneaky bear. What part of town do they live in? That's where I heard the bear was.
The bear was near Tucson. I looked
Bear's
it up.
Bear's laying low in Scottsdale right now.
Just
waiting for Erica.
Just point him to the honey aisle.
Yeah, I don't think.
I'm going to have my dog with me.
That's just a little appetizer.
Yeah.
It's like Swanson little frozen heels.
I'm going to come across this table.
Like,
okay, a man in Texas.
Okay.
Oh, Texas.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Sorry, Swanson's still barking over there.
Oh, should I do it again?
I want to go.
Forgot about that.
Have we gotten to a point where this whole thing has jumped the shark? We should just stop it.
Sharks?
Oh, no! She's in the water. Okay, what happened in Texas?
He was pulled over for a routine stop.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. And then they saw this man walking instead. I don't know. They saw the man. He was acting strangely. They thought he might be under the influence. I forgot to mention that these cops were on horses.
No. So horseback in Texas. Makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Get him up.
So they walk over to the guy. They trot over to the guy.
Got it.
And, they asked if they could search. He refuses. And they said, don't worry. I've got a narcotic smelling horse right here.
That doesn't exist.
Don't worry. We got it.
Right. It's not real.
That's not a real thing, is it?
It was a joke. The man didn't take it as a joke. He started booking it.
Yeah, you gotta book it when you got a narcotic smelling horse.
That's the thing. There's horses. The cops are on the horses.
Yeah,
so,
they're gonna catch him. Yeah.
They immediately caught him. and placed him under arrest.
Yeah, so did he have drugs on him?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn horses.
Smelled it.
All right. Huh?
Those?
No, there's no horse puns?
Not very neighborly.
Those are all the stupid people you can find for today.
Including Erica.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.